Energy regulator NERSA has been holding public hearings on Eskom's request for a 15% electricity tariff hike over the next 3 years in Midrand. Business formation BUSA is said to have advised that the regulator should only give Eskom an inflation-related increase, warning that anything higher than that would have detrimental impacts for the economy. On behalf of the Fiscal Cliff Study Group, Professor Yanni Rousseau also made submissions. The Fiscal Cliff Study Group has done studies showing that South Africa is not that far away from being at the precipice of a fiscal disaster if the government of the day doesn't readjust its spending priorities. Well, to give us an idea of what his submissions were all about and to perhaps give us his take on possible solutions for Eskom, I'm joined on the line by Professor Yanni Rousseau. He's Head of Economic and Business Studies Sciences at University. Thanks very much, Professor, for joining us. You made submissions at the NERSA hearings, and as I've mentioned, your Fiscal Cliff group tends to focus on debt, particularly sovereign debt, and of course Eskom poses a significant threat as it has significant government guarantees. Just outline to us what some of your key concerns are.
Good afternoon, Nompu, and good afternoon to the listeners. Nompu, in general, the Fiscal Cliff Study Group focuses on the fiscal position of the government, which is quite precarious at the moment, with civil service remuneration plus social grants plus interest on government debt growing too fast. Turning to Eskom, our concern at Eskom is that a thorough cost revision at Eskom has not been done, and the Fiscal Cliff Study Group is of the opinion that the cost structure of Eskom should be thoroughly reviewed before we start talking about a tariff increase. At the same time, you've mentioned the 15% per annum that Eskom has asked. That works out to 52% over 3 years. Eskom has revised that yesterday and is now asking for 56% cumulative increases. So our other point is that Eskom is not on top of its own finances, needs an austerity budget specialist to sort out its financial position. But we really understand what is going on at Eskom.
So, of course, I think to second what you've just said, NERSA has been quite critical of the utility, saying that it's not really been able to justify its request for a 15% tariff hike over the next 3 years. And I suppose that speaks to your criticism that they don't seem to be on top of their finances. What do you think Eskom needs to do to be perceived as being more transparent in their application?
Well, in its application, as I've said, Eskom has now changed the tariff increase that they asked for. So in theory, it seems to me that NERSA will now have to reschedule all the public hearings it had on the previous tariff application of Eskom, because the public is now dealing with a different tariff application by Eskom. So the Fiscal Cliff Study Group asks for much more transparency at Eskom. One, no executive bonuses should ever be paid at Eskom. It's not good enough for Eskom to argue that bonuses were not paid in the last year. Mm. Bonuses should never be paid. At the same time, the Fiscal Cliff Study Group argues that Eskom's board meeting should be open to the public and the media so that we can see what is really going on at Eskom. What are they really discussing? Because after all, they're doing business for our account. And we also argue that the details of the loan that they obtained from the China Development Bank should be published.
Hmm. Professor, what about Eskom's proposal to government that it take on some of its debt, some 100 billion rand? Given the Fiscal Cliff concern that you have, do you think that would be problematic and might it invite negative reviews from the credit ratings agencies?
No, the government in South Africa has practically run out of capacity to borrow more funds. The government definitely does not have the capacity to take on Eskom's debt. So what we need to see is Eskom restructuring itself and Eskom managing to operate in a shrinking market through cost cuts. We should never forget that Eskom is indeed in a shrinking market with electricity demand declining every year. Eskom is continuing to operate as if there's growing demand for its product. rather than shrinking demand as we've seen over the past decade.
So if you were to sit at a dinner table with the Minister of Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan, who wants a national conversation around what to do with Eskom in terms of perhaps splitting it up, what would your advice be?
My first advice would be to look at Eskom's cost structure and make sure that Eskom's cost structure is under control, and that we also have a commitment from Eskom's management to keep a tight control on its cost structure, and for Eskom management to admit that it is a smaller business than what it was before. Also for Eskom to stop bullying South Africans by threatening them with load shedding, etc. So that it's clear that Eskom understands the seriousness of its own position rather than to try and push it off on the South African public.
Yeah, it is a very serious situation that they're in. They have debt of about 419 billion rand. They haven't managed to catch up with the municipal arrears for one reason or another. And like you say, your answer is, for them to deal with cost-cutting measures. So what do you see as the low-hanging fruit in terms of what they can do immediately around cost-cutting?
Well, the first thing Eskom can do is to admit that it's smaller than it was before. It can change the name of its head office from Megawatt Park to Kilowatt Park. But other than that, Eskom needs an austerity budget specialist and give full access to its accounts to figure out what can be achieved in the short run. And at the same time, Eskom should announce a moratorium on new staff appointments and should publish its employment numbers in terms of level and seniority every Friday, so that we can indeed see that Eskom is successful in reducing headcount, because headcount is very important in this whole process of getting cost structures at Eskom under control.
Professor, what do you say to people who rightfully say, in South Africa, there's a lot of sensitivity around restructuring, rationalization, ultimately job losses in the country, because, of course, we have been bleeding jobs for a number of years now. How do we deal with that situation?
Yes, South Africa has a very serious unemployment problem. Nobody can deny that. We have an unemployment rate of over 27%, but to give Eskom tariff increases of over 50% over the next 3 years is really a very, very heavy burden to place on all South Africans to try and protect jobs at Eskom. Such an approach is clearly not sustainable in the long run. What will Eskom do if its product declines even further over the next 3 years? Will it then ask us for 75% increases, or what next? And certainly there must be a limit on the ability of Eskom to demand, through bullying from South Africans, higher electricity tariffs.
Professor, it's always a pleasure chatting to you. That was Professor Yanni Rousseau. He's Head of Economic and Business Sciences at Wits University.